This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Instagram.
Yes.
You're an Instagram user.
I love Instagram so much more than Facebook. I feel like an old woman now that I'm using Facebook. It's like it's passé.
It is a bit, isn't
it? Yeah.
I'm not big into Instagram. I'd use it.
I love it.
Scroll through occasionally and have a bit of a look. But there's something good happening. Well, I reckon it's good. Instagram in Canada, it's been tested in Canada.
Yeah.
They're taking away all the likes.
You're kidding me.
So you can't like it.
No way.
So you can still follow.
Oh, my God.
But you can't. So you can't see. I can't see. Anastasia got that. She got 29 more likes than I did.
Do you know what, though? I have to admit, I'm a sucker for likes.
Are you?
Oh, my God, I count them. Like, I check obsessively sometimes and go, oh. And then I'm shocked if I haven't gotten enough likes. I'm like, oh, I wonder what I did differently there. And honestly, it's all about external validation. I am the first one to admit it. So if they take away the likes, I'm getting off.
We're going to talk to someone after 8 o'clock today.
Are we?
About that. Absolutely.
Oh, my God,
all about taking selfies, the dangers of taking selfies and why we take selfies and what the motivation is. But how good's this? They're going to take away the ability to like
something. It's going to be very interesting because I think a lot of people will stop using Instagram for that. Let's face it, majority of people use it just for the likes. In fact, I think everyone uses it for the likes. It's all about external validation.
But what about
those
those who use it for genuinely look
like
at things.
Like photography and beautiful visuals.
Yeah, but then again, they probably look. We're all about likes, aren't we?
Yeah, we are all about likes.
You know something that really is annoying me on Instagram? People posting words of wisdom.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen it.
I want to kill.
But like things like, you know, be fearless, set your soul on fire.
Trust to the universe.
Why try to fit in when you can stand out?
Just be yourself.
But you know these
people,
you see, and so look, there's
half of them are like 16 years old. They haven't lived yet. And they're telling me to trust the struggle. Darling, I'm hearing you.
I know one particular person.
Be authentic.
Well, I know someone who posts all this sort of stuff, and the last one I think she said was, when you stop caring about what others think of you and live life on your terms, you'll find true freedom. Mm. And they obviously get these quotes from somewhere and put them up, but her life's in absolute turmoil. And every photo is curated and posted and lips are puffed up and it's in the gym and it's, you know, someone taking it.
Yeah, puffy lips.
Full of all these words of wisdom.
Puffy lips with words of wisdom. Trust the struggle.
So it's not just me that notices this.
No. I think we all notice it. It's a cry for help, I reckon.
Maybe we should call out for words of wisdom this morning.
Let's do it. 0427 Joy 949. Text us in your words of wisdom.
Your words of wisdom. Anastasia's going away, so she could do with some
absolutely
words of wisdom. And send us your Instagram link as well. You're on Joy.
Is she the one you've been waiting for? Is she the one? Is she the one you've been dreaming of? Is she the one? I'm tired of staying up all night with you on my mind. Still I'm laying here, yeah, I'm laying in the shirt you used to like. No, I shouldn't mind. All I think about is, does she move your body like I moved your body? Cause I wanna know, yeah, I wanna know, does she make you feel wanted? Is she all?
Staying up all night with you on my mind. Still Does she make you feel wanted? Is she all you wanted? Cause I wanna know, yeah, I wanna know. I want to know. I want to know. Is she all you wanted? Cause I wanna know, yeah, I wanna know. I want to know. Does she move your body like I moved your body? Cause I wanna know, yeah, I wanna know. Does she make you feel wanted? Is she all you wanted? Cause I wanna know, yeah, I wanna know.
Joy 94.9, Anastasia and Warren for breakfast. I want you to go back to your school days.
Oh, yes.
And what were you like in
it was very popular.
Physical education?
Oh, my God, I was the worst. I had my period every day.
Even before you hit puberty?
Every day. If there was any physical activity, if it was swimming, if it was basketball, netball, I've got my period. I've got my period. But you had it yesterday, but I've got it again.
Did they just roll their eyes?
They hated me. They couldn't stand me. I don't know why I didn't like physical activity. I couldn't stand
it. I reckon it's a bit of a common theme sometimes.
Maybe it's a Greek thing too, because it was all about food. But I remember my parents never encouraged physical activity. They were both couch potatoes, really.
Mine tried to push me. I hated it.
Really?
I can remember.
Look at the size of you now.
I hated it so much, and I remember avoiding it and using excuses and trying to get out
of
it.
Did you have your period as well?
I didn't have a period. I didn't think of that one. I wish I had. That would have confused them, wouldn't it? But they tried to make me bowl a cricket ball once. And
oh, my God, you'd be hilarious.
The worst possible situation, all these schools came together. It was one of those inter-school things. And Warren, you will do it. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. You will do it. So I did it and I bowled
this
ball.
Was your hair curly back then? Was your hair curly?
My hair was curly.
Take us back
there. I looked like Michael Jackson. I got this ball and I went to bowl it and I was so upset. I thought, I can't do this. I cannot do it. And the teacher, I reckon he got off on it actually.
Got off on your hair?
No, on me bowling. Anyway, he made me do it and I did it and it hit the ground and went flying straight up into the air.
Oh, my God.
Didn't go anywhere near where it was meant to go. Like straight up. Like a missile.
Oh, you would have been so adorable because you would have been quite anxious.
Oh, I was really upset.
You'd have been riddled in self-doubt.
And I can still hear the laughter today of everyone.
Did you wear like tight little shorts? I'm just imagining the curly hair and the tight shorts.
I think we had little sports uniform. Oh, yeah, curly hair shot. And an orange T-shirt.
Oh. That shot,
but I remember anyway, it was horrible. And I can remember doing it and I didn't know where I let the ball go. And I let it go and it went boom, straight down. And then bang, straight up into the air. It was like a rocket launch. And the person with the bat was just sort of looking and saying, what the
poor
hell
darling.
Anyway, it scarred me. So I was so scared of ball sports. And I know this is a common story.
Ball sports.
Not just me.
So you don't like tennis or anything like that?
No, I'm I can't. No.
What about pool? Pool, like, you know.
I did that once and ripped the felt. So I don't do that again. Really clumsy when it comes to coordination and
very
ball
cute
sports. But it scared me.
I can understand. You've got a lot of trauma in your body.
And anyway, I've forgotten about it. And I thought, you know, because I do a lot of sport and stuff, but the only things that I...
You should talk to your healer about it.
I should talk to him about it. Maybe you're getting...
Not us.
I'm going to tell you the story. So, listen to the reason I'm telling you this is because I thought, oh, that was done and dusted years and years and years ago. You know, I was over it. Yeah, it was funny at the time. I was in the gym, and my trainer said, Warren, we're going to do boxing today.
Oh, my God.
And it was like someone pushed this button and I went straight back to that cricket match. It was really scary.
Oh, my God. And not only, I'm with you.
And so I was like, oh. And I said, and he goes, come on, we'll do it. I know you're scared. And I said, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. No. I even used excuses. I don't want to put my hands in dirty gloves.
Oh,
anyway, he forced me to do it. But and I thought, we'll do it in a corner where no one's watching. No. He pulls me in front of the treadmills. So there's 20 people all doing their cardio, staring. And he's,
oh, darling.
And he said, no, he goes, I know this will be really good for you. So anyway, I can't tell you the desire to run away was
absolutely
so strong. It was so strong.
Did you crap your pants? Oh, you were so.
I think I might have actually. It was so scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did it, and I could feel my face going red. I could feel the embarrassment.
Yeah, your adrenal glands were hijacked. You know, like I was
looking at all the people on these treadmills. You know, they're all fit in their latest gear, and here's me in my daggy stuff
and
trying to punch
your brown pants. Yeah. Like, seriously?
Trying to punch.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got it eventually. But how bad's that?
Oh, darling, it's really full on.
So it came up. Anyway, after a while I was comfortable with it. Now I love it.
Now you love it?
I can't get enough of it.
I'd love to do a boxing match with you.
We should.
How much fun would that be?
So it just shows if you actually do it.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
That sounds like a book. You'll enjoy.
We fighting for? Seems like we do it just for fun. In this stupid war, we play hard with our plastic guns. Breathe deep, bottle it up. So deep until it's all we got. Don't speak, just use your touch. Don't speak before we say too much. You hate me now, and I feel the same way.
Joy 94.9.
Last night, we hit the ending for the last time. No more pretending, no, I can't lie. I need you more than ever.
before. Yeah, and yesterday I told myself exactly what to say, but I'm lost for words when you got me face to face. I need you more than ever before. Yeah, 'cause I can never undo.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
You go down in history. sense.
Joy 94.9, Miriam Bryant and Naked.
You wish, buddy. You'd love to see me naked for years.
Anastasia and Warren for breakfast, 25 minutes to 8.
What would you do with me if I was
I'd
naked?
I'd look straight at the screen. I couldn't make eye contact with you.
Would you get shy, or is it because you're just not sexually attracted?
No, I'd be embarrassed. Oh. I don't know. I just...
for me. You wish, buddy.
How do I tell her to put them back
on? I know.
No, never. I would never shame.
No, I know
based
you wouldn't shame. No.
At all.
Have you ever done nudity, like nudist parties or anything? If
no.
you were invited, would you go?
No.
Would you be comfortable?
No, I don't think so, to be honest.
I would. I reckon I would be.
You would?
It'd be quite liberating.
Try it now.
Yeah.
That's Facebook Live. See how gay you are. I got into trouble, Anastasia.
Talk to me.
I want to tell you about it.
Mm.
I took my dog Fuzzy for a walk.
Aww.
We went to the dog park. And I stressed the dog park.
Yeah, right.
So there's dogs running around there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And it's not a sporting oval, so it's not a dual use thing. It's a dog park, right? We all go there with our dogs. I went there. There was a group of, and it was during the day, there was a group of school kids with their teachers. And I'm walking him, and I had him on the lead, so I hadn't taken him off yet. And the teacher comes up to me and she goes, "Excuse me, could you please remove your dog from the park? Because some of the students have phobias of dogs."
You would have turned.
Well, I did, and oh my goodness, I sort of had to pinch myself. Is this for real? And I said to her, "But it's a dog park."
Did you actually pinch yourself?
No, I didn't. But I sort of, is she for real? Is this a
joke?
You're
so dramatic.
Am I on camera or something? Is she telling me off?
And oh my God.
She was, and she goes, "I'm sorry, but you cannot take." So I let him off the lead. I thought, no, he's harmless.
Yeah,
he's just
hello.
A friendly poodle. He's going to.
How dare she?
He's going to go. Anyway, then two of the kids came running up and said, "Oh, can I pat your dog? Can I pat your dog?" And she's yelling at him, "Get away! Get away from the dogs!"
So you know what? She had the phobia. She didn't like
Fuzzy. Do you think she had the phobia?
Yeah, yeah, and she used her students as a, you know.
As an excuse.
Absolutely.
But why would you I mean, look, you know, if there are any teachers out there, let us know. Why would you take your kids to a dog park if they had dog phobias?
What were the kids doing? Like, were they just running around?
They were just running around having fun. None of them were concerned at all.
Yeah, of course they were.
Except for, and the ones that came, they all wanted to pat.
No. She had an issue with Fuzzy.
Well, then another lot came up and I said, "You better ask your teacher first if she's going to let you." And she was screaming. She said, "Get out! Get away from the dog park!"
How was Fuzzy towards the teacher, though?
Oh, he was just, you know, he just wags his tail and he jumped, he put his paws up on her and she recoiled back. But am I being too
not at all.
Too funny here?
No, she sounds like look, maybe she had a bit of a phobia around dogs, you know what
because
I mean?
Because it's just a bit like...
Because I'm scared of dogs, I'm petrified of them.
Because it's almost like her taking her kids to with peanut allergies to a peanut shop or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would you, if you knew kids had phobias, why would you take them to a dog park in the first place?
Yeah. You know, what I love about you, though, is you didn't react to her. See, I would have reacted because I love a bit of a fight.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
What would you have said?
I would have just said, "Get away! Go away now!"
Well, I probably did provoke her by taking him off the lead.
Yeah.
But, you know. But
well, that's not provocation. At the end of the day, you're at a dog park.
Absolutely. And I picked up his mess anyway.
Exactly.
Am I being too sensitive or is the teacher in the wrong?
Exactly. 0427JOIN949 is the SMS.
Help me put my mind to rest. Two times click and I'm acting low. I can feel your love pulling me up from the underground. I don't need my we could be more than just part-time lovers. I can feel your touch picking me up from the underground. I don't need my we could be more than just part-time lovers. Lovers.
underground. I don't need much. We could be more than just part-time lovers. Hey. I can feel your touch picking me up from the underground. Yeah. I don't need much. We could be more than just part-time lovers.
Joy 94.9, you're with Anastasia
Morning,
Warren
darling.
For breakfast. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining on you
day.
At the moment.
It is.
We were just talking about how I took my dog to the dog
exorcist,
park.
Yeah.
That was just a dog park.
Yes.
Not a sporting oval. Mm. Just a dog park.
Yep.
And there was a group of school kids there and the teacher came up and said, excuse me, could you please take your dog away because some of the kids had
dog phobias.
Yeah.
I reckon she had the phobia.
You reckon she did? We've got a couple of messages
We've got a couple of messages in. We got one in from Brett, a lovely,
hey,
supportive listener. And he reckons he'd report her to the school. He's really pissed off about it, actually.
I didn't think about that, actually.
Yeah,
I should have.
Reported to the school. We also got another one in from Anonymous saying, oh, my God, that made me so angry. I would have told her to rack off.
Well, she could have taken her kids to a park that doesn't have...
But I just think it's rude, like the audacity to come up to you at a dog park and say, can you please keep your dog?
But what about also the... we are overprotective of kids too, dare I say it. Like, people have phobias for everything. Like, I'm sure there were some kids there that have snake phobias and she's...
I mean, if I was
she's
her,
by the Yarra River
where
there's snakes.
I'd be more worried about protecting the kids from you rather than the dog. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's got it the other way around.
Absolutely. 0427-JOY-949. Honor at joy.org.au. I'm in trouble again, Anastasia, with a good friend of mine. I need your advice.
Oh, my God, can't wait.
Joy.
worried about the price tag.
Jesse J, price tag on Joy 94.9. You're with Anastasia Warren for breakfast.
You are.
I need your advice.
Yes, darling.
I'm in the doghouse.
Oh, really?
With a friend of mine. So
the teacher wouldn't like that.
Teacher wouldn't like. She'd be upset. But I had some friends over.
Yes.
On the weekend. Mm. And there were, a few drinks, as there are. And a really good social group of people. But I've got one friend who's quite socially...
inept.
Awkward. And I feel a lovely guy, really great heart. But he is. And I knew he would be, I'd have to keep an eye on him, put it that way, while he was there. So he was drinking.
It's one of those people that you got to babysit.
You got to babysit. But I thought, no, come on, let's not. He can come. It'll be good for him to meet some people. And
was he looking at the wall?
No. He was talking. But the problem is he's very full on. And the more he drinks.
Oh, no.
The more full on he gets. Now, it was a very mixed crowd. So, there were some gay friends. And there were some straight friends. And he's straight.
Mm.
And the loud, he honed in on two straight girls. Like a beat bzzz, straight to them.
Were they hot?
They are good looking, but wouldn't shut up all night and kept getting drunk and drunk and drunk. Anyway, by the end of the night, he was sort of in the back.
He needed his courage up, you know what I mean?
He needed his courage up, but he's very, very, like, doesn't let you talk once you, like, just, will, and very a loud like you. In your face. Say something. In your face. Anyway, by the end of the night, he was out the back and he was vomiting. He'd had too much. And I haven't had any of this sort of thing at one of my parties for ages.
I would have kicked him out.
So the night finished. I said, you better stay on the couch. And my couch is down the other end of the house. So he stayed on the couch, gave me a blanket and he's there. But at the party, so I had my phone connected to the Bluetooth to a speaker. Mm. So I was playing music through the speaker. The next morning, my girlfriend rings me.
Were you playing Aqua?
Aqua. Well, the next morning, my girlfriend rings me and she goes, Warren, I had a really good time, but I tell you what, your friend, and we'll call him Matt for the sake of it. Your friend Matt was so full on and he was driving me nuts.
Is this the straight chick?
Yeah. Well, why did you invite him? You know, it was really uncomfortable. Mm. She was a bit, I don't know what had happened. She was a bit, and I said, I probably shouldn't have.
He came onto her and just became really inappropriate.
Maybe. And I said, I know. I probably shouldn't have. You know, I know he's difficult in social situations, but he's a nice guy. So I wasn't saying too much, anything too bad about him. My phone was connected to the Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, my God.
That was next to the couch. In the back room. So he heard the whole conversation.
Oh, my God.
He heard the whole conversation.
Are you sure he wasn't passed out? Hopefully
No, because he came home and he said, Warren, he goes, I'm really upset with what I've heard. Now, we didn't say anything bad. It was just acknowledging.
Should have just said he's really full on.
Yeah. And I said, well, he is awkward in situations.
Oh,
so he
no.
heard the truth. And I would have been quite happy to say this to him. It was just, it was a horrible way for him to hear it. I felt terrible, Anastasia.
Yeah.
I felt...
I don't think that's a coincidence. I think he needed to hear it.
Well, now he's not speaking to me.
Oh, my God.
And I've been completely blocked on social media. And so is my friend.
Oh, my God, this is too...
So is my friend. But it's a, like he's known for this and I just feel terrible. What should I do?
Well, there's nothing that you can do. At the end of the day, did you have a conversation with him at all about what transpired? Did you say...
Look, yeah, I did. I said, look, you know, and he said, look, yeah, I did get drunk, but...
You must have said some nasty things about
him. I didn't say anything nasty. I don't...
Well, you were probably over-apologetic about his behaviour.
I was. Yeah. Well, she was upset with it and she obviously felt uncomfortable and I was saying, I was acknowledging that he is... Sometimes a bit awkward in social situations, probably shouldn't drink so much. Mm. So, I mean, it's probably something he did have to hear, but it wasn't for him.
At the end of the day, it's uncomfortable, but at the end of the day, it's the truth. And unfortunately, you heard it through Wi-Fi on the couch.
What a horrible. So I'm in trouble.
No, I don't think that you should worry about it. Do you value the friendship?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Well, maybe just give it some time and if he doesn't speak to you, maybe try him again.
And I'm uncomfortable because I know someone's upset and you know, I'm not that sort of, I wouldn't sit there and bag someone.
But you're
like
not
that,
nasty, so it's okay.
No, not at all, but this guy thinks I am now. So anyway,
darling.
I have to sit with it. What should I do?
Yeah.
Robin Schulz, you're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.